At the corner of 13th and Locust Streets in Center City, Philadelphia, it was business as usual on the morning of Friday, August 17, 2001. This, however, is no ordinary intersection. It was here on December 9, 1981, that Philadelphia police officer Daniel Faulkner was found mortally injured with a gunshot wound to the head, and the beginning of a nightmare for Mumia Abu-Jamal, who was found guilty of that murder in 1982 and sentenced to death.
They say death row, we say hell no. They say death row, we say hell no. They say death row, we say hell no.
A few blocks away outside the Criminal Justice Center, about 1,000 of Jamal's supporters gathered to demand justice for a man they say was wrongly convicted. At the original trial, Jamal was regularly banned from the proceedings and denied the right to self-representation, evidence was suppressed or misplaced, and witnesses were intimidated into giving false testimony. Jamal lost his first round of state appeals, and the case is now before Federal District Court Judge William H. Yon Jr., but his latest petition argues that the defense has new evidence to clear him. That evidence includes a confession by a man named Arnold Beverly, who claims he was hired by corrupt elements within the Philadelphia Police Department to kill Faulkner because the 25-year-old officer had interfered with mob payoffs to police. Last month, Judge Yon refused to order Beverly to testify on Abu-Jamal's behalf.
This is about a man named Arnold Beverly who came forth and stated he killed their brother. They should be ensuring that if this man said he killed their brother, that he should be allowed to come in and be examined by the district attorney to find out whether his story is true. We've investigated the story, and the story is very clear that this man was on the scene. This man pulled the trigger that killed police officer Daniel Faulkner.
Pam Africa is a key organizer with the International Concerned Family and Friends of Mumia Abu-Jamal, who led Friday's demonstration. In his ruling, Judge Yon cited the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act, which established a one-year time limit to present new evidence in court.
If information comes out that he is innocent, yeah, they may say legally it's too late, but we ain't interested in legality. We're interested in what's right. We're interested in justice. God damn it, slavery was legal, but it wasn't right.
Ramona Africa is the sole adult survivor of the 1985 bombing of the Move House in Philadelphia, herself a former political prisoner. Jamal was ordered to appear in state court for a hearing requesting a new Post-Conviction Relief Act hearing, but was barred from attending after an official with the Philadelphia prison system violated Judge Pamela Dembe's order on the grounds that there was no room to house Mumia. A statement from Jamal, in which he detailed constitutional violations of his right to self-representation, was read to the court by his lead attorney, Marlene Kamish.
18 years ago, Judge Sabo unjustly banned me from virtually half of my trial. Today I am banned from a proceeding in my name, in my defense, without reason or justification.
Judge Dembe postponed any action on Mumia's request for a new hearing in the Pennsylvania courts, saying she wanted to hear more arguments on the prosecution's claim that the deadline had passed for the admission of the Arnold Beverly confession. She set a deadline of September 7th for Mumia's lawyers to submit arguments on why their petition is still timely, and she gave the prosecution 2 weeks to respond. Once those arguments have been filed, the judge will rule on whether to proceed or to dismiss Mumia's petition. Pat Thetic and Justin Sane, members of punk band Anti-Flag, traveled from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to attend the court proceedings.
The tragedy of it all and the realizing how slow everything happens and how they can drag things out for 20 years that they've dragged it out so far. It's just sort of, you file these papers, you file those papers, which is, you know, it's classic legal system.
Just the idea that the prosecution does whatever they can to fuck Mumia and keep him, or anybody on death row for that fact, and how they work to keep someone in jail just through legal complications.
Also in the courtroom to observe the hearing were a number of well-known figures, including actor Ossie Davis.
The people ultimately decide. It is up to us to make sure the courts know that our will is justice for Mumia Abu-Jamal.
And the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
In some sense, Mumia is the stream of the ugliness of our system. To send the too many innocent people in jail and too many guilty people in the streets in high places. But then, don't you stop there. There is the burden of day to take this case all around our nation. because in some sense, Mumia's predicament reflects the predicament of all of us. Until he is freed, none of us are free, we're just released.
A delegation of Korean activists attended the protest, as did representatives from Barcelona, Spain, and Puerto Rico. Bernard Besigner is the mayor of Bobigny, France.
Free Mumia! Nous sommes venus aujourd'hui avec une délégation française très importante.
We came here today with a very important French delegation.
Et nous avons remis aux avocats 160 000 pétitions.
We gave the lawyers of Mumia 160,000 petitions from France.
At the end of the court hearing, the demonstrators assembled outside took their message to the streets. After marching around City Hall, they made their way to the federal courthouse at 6th and Market Streets, stopping at intersections along the way to let the public know about Mumia's case. Once there, speakers talked of the need to heighten awareness of Jamal's innocence and addressed overall problems with capital punishment. After an hour or so of speeches, the procession made its way back to City Hall. The march through downtown was peaceful, but as it neared City Hall, a construction crew working on a Wyndham hotel building owned by the Marriott Corporation with ties to the private prison industry shouted epithets at the crowd and hung a banner which read, "Fry Mumia."
And we got to know, because there are union people down here from Mumia, that these lowlifes are not union, they are scabs! I know, as union people from Mumia,
this incident caused some confusion, and a standoff seemed imminent as police moved into formation around the building. But cooler heads prevailed, and the crowd continued on to City Hall for another rally. The crowd slowly dispersed as the day wore on, vowing to continue the fight for justice in this case. Reporting from Philadelphia, this is the V-Man for 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz.